I've been sitting on this information for a few years, and I'm just going to make a quick video just to put it out there. Here's a fake prophecy about the year 2020. I don't know about you guys, but 2020, I remember it well, although not fondly. This is Brian Simmons, author of The Passion Translation, with his 33-second wrong prophecy about the year 2020. But this guy, oh man, made The Passion Translation, sold millions of copies, lifted up as the one of the best things to happen in Bible translation in my lifetime, according to Brian Simmons' friend, Bill Johnson of Bethel. Here's the wrong prophecy.
The presence of heaven is coming in such power to our gatherings that it's gonna be really good. It's just gonna be really good. 2020 is just gonna really, really be good. January is gonna bring some shakings here and there, but I'm telling you, 2020, mark it down. It's gonna be a year of glory. God is going to pour out His Spirit upon you and your family. You're gonna be the healer that you're praying for your family. You're going to be the one that brings it.
Oh, I've been sitting on this clip for literally years. If I wanted to, I could make a video about Brian Simmons every several days. I have so much stuff on the guy. This claim that you are going to be the healer in your family in 2020 turned out to not just be a little off the mark, but to be almost like a trap, the Lord allowing someone like him to be exposed as being not reliable, not in tune with the Holy Spirit. And certainly you should consider his translation that came from this guy getting private revelations from God, supposedly, as being spurious, even just on the basis of this alone. But that's not the only wrong prophecy. Here's another one where Brian Simmons in 2015 talks about how a bunch of people are about to get saved in California, millions and millions of them.
And I think this coming awakening, we're going to have to learn different discipleship methods. First of all, there's going to be too many people. There's going to be, you know, millions here in Southern California. Millions coming to know Jesus. 20% of Southern Cal is going to be converted and come to know Jesus Christ. 20%. So you do the math. I don't know the numbers. I would show my ignorance if I tried to quote that.
It's like 14 million.
Okay, 20% of that. Round up, 3 million. 3 million new converts. That'll make a good church.
Yes.
That'll make a really good church.
That's at H-Rock. That's Cheon's stuff, right? This is Cheon. In fact, Brian is one of the apostolic leaders at the top of the food chain in Cheon's network, one of that handful of people who knew about Shambles and didn't do anything, according to Che. And I just want to document this because I have so much backlogged footage of Brian Simmons and weird stuff that he's done and he said, and it's relevant because the man pretends to have private revelations from God that he's put into a translation that had been sold to millions of people, endorsed by the Hillsong crew, endorsed by a bunch of people in the Bethel crew, the Cheon side of things, and one scholar named David Householder, who I don't know what he is thinking. But you guys should be protected from lies, and Christian leaders should be warning people about leaders that are frauds and that are ultimately abusing them with their fake stuff. So this is that. If we just wanted to delve into the weird and wacky side of Brian Simmons, I could play the clip of him saying how much he needs a pogo stick.
You know, I was in the airport today, and I turned to my wife, and it came right out of me. I don't know how or why or what. I said, all I need is a pogo stick. I said, Lord, I just need a pogo stick. And if I could get on a pogo stick, everything would be okay. And I believe God's going to put a pogo stick in this place. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is the second time this has happened in the last couple of weeks. I'm just in open vision. I'm just seeing things. It's hard to concentrate.
I could play the clip of him talking about his wife levitating twice off the ground.
There were people in church history that floated right off the ground. Don't tell anybody this, but it's happened twice to my wife. Don't tell anybody. But she came right up off the ground. The power of God.
Or her having seven dreams a night.
In an average evening in the night of Candace Simmons, how many dreams might you have just on an average day if you're at home?
Normally six or seven is what I have every night. And I want to hear what he has to say. And he loves that. Normally, every night, I'll get six or seven and I write it down.
Or all kinds of other strange and odd things he's done.
Billy Graham told me that. He came to me and told me in a dream. He said, "Don't be proud, Brian. I had just preached 20,000 people. It was good, and I liked it too much. And Billy Graham on the front row, after I came down from the platform, he came, put his hand on my shoulder, said, "Don't be proud, Brian." I had a chariot come and pick me up one night, and a prophet that, if I told you his name, you all know him. And he and I went in this chariot. We went all over the six states of New England: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. We slipped into upstate New York just a little bit, but we, throughout the whole night, we visited those states in the chariot of God, and we saw the places where revival was about to break loose. And that chariot came right back over my house, hovered over my house, and there the two of us were. We watched the sunrise together in the spirit, and then I was back in my body. By the way, did you know the Holy Spirit in both Greek and Hebrew is always feminine?
Yeah.
But nobody would want to talk to her that way. I don't know why we don't talk to her.
That's good.
I think we've got issue or two, but that's all right.
But I know that some would perceive that as me just critiquing people for being charismatic or believing in the gifts, when that is certainly not what I'd be doing. So instead, let's stick to a demonstrable wrong prophecy.